Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here in the Nobu downtown, that's in Manhattan, with Rachel Palumbo, the Vice President of Global Brand Marketing for Nobu Hospitality. We're going to talk about the explosive growth of Nobu. I knew they had a lot of hotels, but wait till you hear about it and all that they have to offer here on Insider Travel Report. Thank you for talking to us.
Hi, Alan. How are you? Nice to see you at Nobu.
I am great. I've had some Nobu sushi, and I'm happy.
So glad to hear that.
So let's talk about the fact that how many hotels are there now? And then how many hotels can we expect by when? And give us the brand new news that you announced this evening that's so exciting.
Well, funny that you should be asking me that today, because we just announced this morning our 40th hotel for the brand in Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam. And we have today we would have half of those open and about half are in development.
I cheated because I looked up on the website. I did my research out of respect for meeting you. And I saw that there's... In 24, this year, you've got Toronto, New Orleans, Al-Khobar.
Al-Khobar.
And also you have Madrid and Lisbon next year.
Yeah, we do. Actually, we're very excited to have all these properties in the Americas, but also in Europe and Middle East, and we're developing in Asia. So we really are a worldwide brand, and very exciting openings that we have ahead of us.
But the great thing is that as we talk about this brand, you're going to find out about its quality. And the fact is, although they are slightly different, it's the same quality everywhere, and TravelAdvisor can recommend wholeheartedly.
That couldn't be more correct. Our brand is a luxury lifestyle brand, which is really all about the location that the hotel is in and blending that wonderful Japanese spirit into the property and keeping things very clean in the guest rooms. The experience is very similar to what you might see in a Nobu restaurant. So when you come into Nobu, we don't have tablecloths. We're not about formality. We are approachable luxury. We welcome everyone into our restaurants, but it is a very fine dining experience. And that's what you see on the hospitality side in the guest room.
So how are these chosen, the locations? I mean, there's 40 of them and there's something special about each one. How does it decide it?
That's a secret, but I can tell you. What we do, and very importantly, when our development team does go into a new destination, the first concern they have is how well would the restaurant do in this market? So when we have a great local market for the restaurant, we know we can put our roots down there, and we can open a hotel, and we can thrive in that market.
That's really smart. So it's possible they could try a restaurant as a test and say, you know what, this isn't the market, and move on and save the heartache.
Well, we like to put the hotels with the restaurants, which is very important to us. The restaurant really is the heart of our hotels. And yes, we do open standalone restaurants, but we really are all about opening the properties and housing our restaurants within them. So have the full experience.
And so just a little bit on the origin story of the Nobu name and so I mean we're all aware of Chef Nobu, but also some of us are aware of one of his many partners is Robert De Niro, the actor. Tell us how this all it started with a restaurant, I assume, and people wanting to stay or something like that.
Well, it all starts with sushi, and the story goes back quite a long way to the late 80s, and Robert De Niro was in one of Nobu's first restaurant in Beverly Hills, Matsuhisa. And he went in there with a friend of his from the film industry, and they were having lunch, and he thought this was the best thing he'd experienced. And at that point, it really was meant to be. He did wait quite a few years, and he did ask Nobu to start this restaurant in New York for quite a while, but he patiently waited for him, and eventually Tribeca did open up. And that's where it all began, here in New York. So the story continues 30 years later. And this is another important part of this year is that this is our 30-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's Japanese minimalism with the nuances of the locale. What else can you tell us about the public spaces? I mean, every hotel is different, but in general,
we really like to embrace a lot of the Japanese philosophies, and it's all about decluttering space, keeping things simple, clean, very natural products. We like to use a lot of wood And, you know, rough edges and really a nice natural feel to our spaces, open spaces, places where people feel comfortable, but at the same time, intimate. So we really want to provide that. That's what our hotels are about. But it's important, you know, luxury lifestyle is not just a party as you come into the lobby. It's all about having a separate space for that dynamic type of energy and then retreating to a guest room for more of a sanctuary experience. That's what Nobu is all about.
And speaking of guest rooms, what are the room types? And I assume that it depends upon the location, but you're always going to have beautiful suites. And tell us what to expect.
You know, Nobu is, you never know what to expect. That's the exciting part about it. We have Nobu villas and penthouses in all of our properties. And what's nice about them is they can feature pool tables. They can have grand pianos. They can have just about anything in them, but we make them interesting. And what we always do is our suites have Japanese names that mean something. There's a well thought out name for each of the guest rooms. And when you go into that suite, you know that someone has thought about what your view is, what the experience is. And that really does give it that great spirit of the brand.
And also, the spirit, I guess there's a balance, a life balance that you're trying to achieve at each hotel, which includes possibly a spa or a gym. Let's talk about just that health balance.
Well, it's a good point, Alan, because our hotels, we're not about the spa experience defining us. We have spas in our hotels and they're fantastic. But we're not a spa brand, so we don't profess to know everything about the healing areas. What we do want our guests to feel is a sense of balance between the nutrition side, the fitness side. All of our gyms have TechnoGym equipment, state-of-the-art equipment, and they're also nice, large spaces. So you can always expect to check into a Nobu, and you can have a great workout. We have classes. We like to also engage with partnerships locally with either yoga studios, with sound baths, all types of different experiences that our guests can go through.
So, and then we talked about the fact that they all stem from the restaurant. But then I want to know, can you get room service 24/7 sushi? I want sushi now.
You can in many of our hotels.
I should assume.
That's what makes it so distinct from the rest. You can nowhere else can you get in-room dining from Nobu Restaurant. And it's fantastic. So if you want to have a private experience with your black cod miso, you can do it at Nobu.
We go out to 126,000 travel advisors. Some know Nobu, some don't. How can they learn more and start sending their guests there?
Well, first, you've got to learn all about us. Go to NobuHotels.com. We have a wonderful website, lots of information. And then follow, you know, go to our chain code on the GDS, NB. Please find us there and find one of our representatives. We're happy to help you. We look forward to welcoming you.
Well, good luck. Continue opening them. That's what we want. And thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Alan. And thank you, everyone. We appreciate your support.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.